Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
And he that knew no sin became sin for me and for you, that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Acts chapter 5, what does it say? Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So that death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more, listen, if through the offense of Adam all of us dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment is by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they that receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Christ Jesus. It is a free gift. God is looking for some men and women of God that will take up the banner of love, take up their cross and follow him, and allow them to be used by God. As they open up their mouth, God will fill it and let people know this message of the gospel, the message of reconciliation. God has given unto us a ministry of reconciliation. God is looking for some men and women, amen, that will go by the byways and edges and compel them to come in. God is looking for men and women that will say yes to his will and yes to his way. Listen to me. God's will is not always easy, but he has promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. God's will may include difficulties and hardships. When people say, oh, when you choose the will of God, everything's going to be all right. No, sometimes you're going to meet some difficulties and hardships. But listen, all you need to know, that when you go through those difficulties and you go through those hardships, all I need to know is that God is with me. Moses said, listen to me, he went through the wilderness, he had to put up with the people, he had to endure them for all these ways. But listen to what he said to God at the beginning of the ministry. He said, God, if your presence does not go with me, don't send me. All we need is his presence. I said, all we need is his presence. And it's Resurrection Sunday. I declare that God is resurrecting many. The many that were dead in trespasses and sins, God is saying, now it's time to come back to him. It's time to put your trust in Jesus. Don't put your trust in man. This is why many fell before. There's a man out there. There's a woman out there. You fell before. You used to walk with the Lord. You was on fire for God. But listen to me. You was looking to man. And God is saying, no. I don't want you to look to man. I need you to look to me. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. God is saying, listen to me, don't look to your pastor, don't look to your bishop. He's given us the fivefold ministry. Why? For the edifying of the saints, the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the ministry. But they are not your God. God is God, and he wants you to put your trust in him. The veil of the temple has been rent in two. We now have access to go into the Holy of Holies by one Christ Jesus. He is our high priest. He's given us the Holy Spirit so we can have a personal relationship with God. I push this so much in my ministry because there's so many ministries where you have people depending upon the pastor, depending upon the prophet, or depending upon the man of God, depending upon the woman of God. No. We have to depend totally upon God. My desire is to raise up disciples The disciple is a disciplined one. Men and women of God that have intimacy with God, that know God for themselves. Because the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, listen to me, he shall no longer say, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, shall hear their sin and forgive their iniquities. Sins and lawful deeds, I remember them no more. He wants a personal relationship with us. This is why he came. That we could be intimate with him. That he can give us his Holy Spirit. Amen. That we can walk of God and talk of God. That Adam did in the cool of God. And listen to me. Christianity is this. Christ in us. The hope of glory. Amen. We have the living God residing in us. Christ in us. The hope of glory. So I just beseech you. This Resurrection Sunday. If you do not know the Savior. You once walked with him. But you walked away. I beseech you. And I open the invitation for you to come back and come back willingly. Only you know where you are. I'm going to say that again. Only you know where you are. Every man must know himself. Only you know where you're. Only you know what you're going through. People meant, but only you know what you're struggling with. But you must know what you need. And if you're without Christ and you're alone in the world, you're in the dark, you're on the broad road, you need Jesus. No one knows what tomorrow holds. I said, no one knows what tomorrow holds. Tomorrow is not a promise to no one. I go to funerals of 16-year-olds getting stabbed, 18-year-olds getting shot, 30-year-olds of cancer, 40-year-olds of leukemia. No one knows what tomorrow holds. Went to a woman's funeral, she was 86. Went to another woman's funeral, she was 89. But no one knows how long we've got in this world. This is why the Bible says, today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. Don't say, oh, I've got time. None of us know what time we've got. No one know. The next minute is not a promise to any of us. We're just living by faith. But put your faith in the risen God. Put your faith in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father and my angels. But if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father and the angels. This is the day when everything can change. When God can resurrect that which is dead in you. When God can take away, amen, the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. And God can make you a new creature. Are you ready to be made new? God doesn't just make you over. He makes you a totally new creature. And some of you say, you're sick of the way you've been living. You're sick of the things you've been doing. And God said, I want to make you over. I want to make you a new creature. Because any man Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And some of us have been living some recycled dreams and recycled rubbish. We're living some recycled life. And God said, no. I don't deal in recycle. I want to give you something new. I want to do something new in your life. And it's time for you to really walk of God. Some of you may have been going to church, but you're still living the life that you want to live. You're still doing what you're doing. I'm not here to condemn you. But Jesus is saying, now is not the time to struggle the fence. Now is the time to be in or out. Amen. You can't be double-minded. Amen. And you cannot be lukewarm. You're either hot or you're cold. You're either in or you're out. You're either left or you're right. You're either sheep or you're goats. God is saying it's time for you to now make the decision. Are you really going to follow him? Are you really going to follow him? Are you really going to give him your all? You're not just going to be a church warmer, a seat warmer, a bench warmer. God is saying you're really going to live for me. Are you really going to live for me? In one of the churches, I believe it was Laodicea, the Bible says that Jesus was on the outside. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. That means in the Laodicea, he was on the outside of the church asking to come in. And many of us, God is on the outside of our heart asking to come in. But for us to open up, we're going to have to let go of some things, some people, some situations. You say, God, come and heal my heart. Heal me of the hurt. Heal me of the things that I've been through. Heal me. And God is a healer. He knows what you've been through. He knows the hurts. He knows the pain. He knows the letdown. He knows all about you. But he said, I've sent my son to die in your place. He rose again triumphantly so you can receive the Holy Ghost. So you can live the life that I intended. Are you ready to say yes to him? Don't let this just be another service, another podcast, another something you listen to and say, oh yeah, man, that's good, man. That's good. No, it's got to make a difference. I preach and some of the young people say, oh, pastor, it's good preaching. No, I don't want to hear about good preaching. I said, it was good preaching. Why never get saved then? Listen to me. Good preaching ain't good preaching unless you get saved. Unless something happens. Amen. I tell people my speech and my preaching is not of enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and power. that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It's the power of God that makes a difference. So if you're here today and you want to say yes to the Lord, I'm here to invite you in to a relationship with Jesus. If you're here today and you need healing, amen, I want to let you know that Jesus still heals today. He still heals today. I said it so many times in this podcast, but someone needs to hear it again. Why? Because he's the same yesterday and forever. He never changes. So if you need healing, just lift up your hands. If you need salvation, just come. Just lift up your hands right where you are. You're in the kitchen. If you're in your car, keep your hand on your steering wheel. But right where you are, amen, lift your soul up to the Lord and say, Father, forgive me for every sin that I've committed. Come into my heart. Wash me in the blood of your Son. I repent of every sin that I've committed. Come into my life. Make me a new creature. Change everything about me, Lord God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Help me to live a life that is pleasing unto you, God. And use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you said that prayer, amen, from a true and genuine heart, you've been forgiven, amen. You're now a new creature and you belong to God. It's time to get baptized in water and baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're here today and you need healing, just lift up your hands, Father. I lift up that one to you that has their hands lifted, Father. Healing, maybe diabetes, maybe high blood pressure, Lord. Maybe gout, Lord. Maybe cancer or tumor or a cyst or hernia, Lord, Father. Makarabasato rokorobo santa, lumps or strains, Lord God. Fibromyalgia, Lord God. Lord, different sicknesses, Lord. Lord, Father God, autism, ADHD, Lord God. Worry, fear, stress, Lord Father. Lord Father, vertigo. And many people may be suffering with vertigo, Lord God. Or vitamin deficiency, God. God, I speak healing on the body of your people even now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You said you sent your word and you healed that disease. And by your stripes, your people are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You told me that you called your disciples together and I'm your disciples. And you gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. So Father, I speak to every sickness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command it to leave God's people now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak supernatural changes that are taking place in your people's bodies even now. So Holy Spirit, I just thank you and I praise you for touching the lives of your people, Lord God. Healing is the children's bread. So we honor you. Told him in the New Testament, if you obey my voice, I'll put none of these diseases that are placed upon the Egyptians. For I am the God that healeth thee. You are the God that healeth thee. So Holy Spirit, I thank you for release of healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for delivering your people. Setting them free, Father. The bondages are being broken. Addictions are being broken. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Changes are being manifest even now for your glory and your honor. God, I praise you. And I thank you. And I give you glory. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Be blessed. In Jesus' name. Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.